Greetings to everybody. Welcome to another The Present Truth program with Rick Rodriguez. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Wonderful, wonderful. If you didn't, I don't know what to say because it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful, beautiful fall day. Now, I was visiting with Cactus. And I have been wanting to deviate from a direction that I had been going here in the last couple of weeks, and I can't. And the direction that I have been, the direction that I've gone, is involving the 3 to 6 letter agencies. And one in particular. To understand the Rockefeller family plan and the Pilgrim Society created in 1902, once I began to study Pilgrim Society, everything in the global world began to make sense. As I've studied the Pilgrim Society in London, in the city of London, and New York City, the power that these people have to put presidents in position in the United States of America, to be able to put the prime ministers in position in Europe. Example would be Winston Churchill, just to begin with, and Boris Johnson presently. He comes out of nowhere, basically, and is now the Prime Minister of England. And the power that they have and the strategies of the intelligence agencies to put the people that will help them in positions of power like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is perfect for the New World Order because while everybody is looking and laughing at him, we believe he's an idiot passing all these laws and bringing this economy and this country to its knees, forcing mandates upon the people of the nation, destroying corporations, destroying small businesses. He's perfect for the job. The Pilgrim Society, working with American oligarchs, working with the Rockefeller family, the Gates family, the Carnegies, later on, with the Bushes, with the Clintons, with the Kennedy family. This didn't just happen. This was a plan. It is a political move, a power play on this nation, upon Europe, upon England. And it's worked. They were powerful enough to bring Adolf Hitler to power, and Adolf Hitler was able to have a intelligence officer by the name of George H.W. Scherf become an American citizen, become a member of the United States Navy. Eventually, he would become a member and help put together the present-day CIA. He would be involved with the CIA from 1946, 47, and forward. He would become vice president. He would use the CIA during his time as vice president to assist Bill and Hillary Clinton in MENA, Arkansas, in all their drug operations, with the arms sales, and with the Condonistas down in El Salvador. He was able, before that, to run operations in the Golden Triangle in Asia to bring drugs into the United States of America using military transports, airplanes. He's been involved all the way past his time as president, running the CIA operations internationally, overthrowing governments. Bush was basically a continuation of the Nazi movement, jumping from Germany to the United States of America. Once that operation jumped from Germany, so did about 5,000 German personnel who should have been taken to the gallows and hung. They come into America. They are positioned in high positions within the different branches of government, especially intelligence branches, and they have moved forward with the globalist plan to eventually bring in, I guess you could use the term, a Fourth Reich, but the Fourth Reich would be more of a satanic community within the government of this country and within the government of England. This is why they put Boris Johnson as the head of the British people. Boris Johnson is also an operative. He marries into a young woman. I think it's his third or fourth wife. She's very deeply involved, and her family lineage is generational witchcraft or Satanism. Well, what we have been watching, now we have to understand. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Chucka Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Chucka Pro Radio Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather? Or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Yeah.
Okay, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. You know, visiting with Cactus, as I'm explaining all this to her, trying to, you know, she gets, it makes her ill. She doesn't know whether she should get sick or not. The power of the Pilgrim Society. And someone or a group of people, powerful people, not just wealthy people, have to be giving this New World Order, the coming global society, the environmental movement, the coming global reset. Someone has put together the virus, how it was to play out, not just in America, but internationally. Someone is directing and has been involved with all of these companies that are the manufacturers of these vaccines, the pharmaceutical companies. It didn't just happen. You know, to look at the world today, if you didn't believe in God, you would say, well, this was just, you know, some slime in a bog that just happened to morph into present day the world as it is today, mankind. We were just evolved. This did not just evolve where this pandemic, everything happening with the president, the laws that are they're attempting to pass, the restrictions, they didn't just evolve. It's not evolution. This was premeditated design plan of very, very evil people. And the very, very evil people of the world are in a group. They're in many groups. Yes, they're in the Jesuits. Yes, they're with the Freemasons. But who, in a sense, controls, and how do the Freemasons, how are they able to carry out their plans without some system? The system is put together through the Pilgrim Society, the Skull and Bones at Yale University, the Druids during the time of Adolf Hitler and before, back in the 1800s. Everything has been moving forward, but the plan was put together by Cecil Rhodes and a group of Satanists in Europe that had their hands in what happened in South Africa, and all that wealth from South Africa ended up in England in the hands of the Parliament in England. It's too deep. But anyhow, so what I'll do is I'm going to back away. And pilgrims, this is what pilgrims overseas internationally. Banks in the United States and England, Germany, law firms, all of these law firms that are attacking that have been taking the patriots or the conservative people or the people that are pushing against the New World Order, that are taking them to court, insurance companies, the United States media, print and television, directed and controlled by Pilgrim Society in England and in the U.S. The U.S. media, secondly, is all of the CIA operations, starting clear back with Mockingbird and with Paperclip, universities, Yale, Harvard, even Notre Dame, the few powerful fraternities or universities in Europe, they are overseeing everything that is cultural, the scientific community, religion. They have their hands in the Protestant churches, the Catholic Church, Episcopalian churches, Anglican churches. They do have their hand also in American evangelical Christianity. They have their hands involved with the Templars, Knights Templar, the Masonic orders. These orders are not separate from Pilgrim. They have big interests, these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, major think tanks. They were helped immensely by the Rockefeller family, the Morgans, the Carnegies, the Fords, IBM. They direct state departments in this country. They have ties in our present-day Pentagon, national security advisors in that surround the presidents of this of through the years. They were involved with Kennedy. They were in Nixon's administration. They were in Johnson's administration, Truman's administration, Eisenhower's administration, FDR's administration, Woodrow Wilson's administration, Teddy Roosevelt's administration, George Senior's administration when he had a 1 4-year term, but really he had 12 years because he also ran everything in the Reagan administration. Who was running what happened in South America with the Iran-Contra? It was George Senior. They were helping, responsible for founding the national security agencies, which is intelligence. Again, going back to the CIA ties early on, which is called the company. We're going to talk about the company. I was reading an article very interesting here about 2 months ago. People in the CIA, it is like a fraternity. It is like a, I mean, it is like a, you know, these people, it is a society, it is a good old boys club, it is a, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a company. They're responsible and they're directed in the coups that take place internationally. And Pilgrim Society, England and America are involved in that. Pilgrims dominates the Democrat Party. What you're seeing right now with the Democrats in this country that are in power, if you think that the Pilgrim Society is not involved in directing behind the scenes and in tangible ways what is happening, then we're going to continue to talk about Pilgrims. It was Pilgrim Society and decisions that are being made that George H.W. Bush and Hillary Clinton, they were basically told, you are going to do everything possible with the CIA network to put Barack Obama in power. They put Barack in power, and they didn't like Barack. They wanted to keep Barack on a tight leash. And that's why he really didn't get to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, what he felt he should accomplish, what he felt he was empowered and he had a right to accomplish, and he's pretty upset. This is one of the most upset people in the world today. His name is Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. This man never forgot what happened to him during his 8 years and how they didn't let him do everything he wanted to do. Very upset. He was very upset with Donald Trump. Extremely upset because Donald Trump interfered with the plans that Barack Obama had. Donald Trump still is kind of to a great degree interfered with those plans and set him back a few years. It was these type of people that put Barack Obama in power. Then, another thing, what else did the Pilgrim Society do? They helped Mussolini come to power in Italy. They helped Adolf Hitler come to power in Germany. The Pilgrims backed the eugenics movements during the time of Adolf Hitler, and they're still backing the eugenics movement to this very day. The people that are being killed in Africa, these people that are in the Pilgrim Society, are the people that are pushing the... They are the ones directing and giving the orders to kill as many people as possible. Why? Because these people are all involved in the occult. I know that I always go back to this one topic, this one thought. And now people are beginning to see that there is more witchcraft, more evil, more devil worship than people even imagined. They backed Franco in Spain. They backed the fascism in Japan, the fascism in France, the fascism in Great Britain presently. They are responsible for fascism in the United States of America, and a socialism spirit and a communist spirit in America right now, because with these type of fascism, communism, and socialism, one thing you cannot have is you cannot have religion. You have to remove religion, the thought of God, the thought of prayer, the thought of the Bible, the thought of anything pertaining to Judeo-Christian thinking or artwork. They're also, they helped FDR during his time when he was president with all the work programs. Pilgrims is involved in everything. And with the CIA, without George Bush Sr. becoming the one who would be used to direct and give direction to the Central Intelligence Agency, starting with him all the way through the years, without George, there would not have been the overthrow of what happened in all these states in the Middle East, Syria, Iran. They tried to get Syria, but they didn't do it. But in Iraq, they overthrew Hussein in Iraq. And Gaddafi in Libya. They were pushing for the war in Somalia. Bill Clinton, the Rwandan war. This was a Bill Clinton objective, and it came to pass. What happened in Kosovo. This was all CIA operations. And the thing is, they don't care anymore. They don't care whether people know about it. They don't care whether people are concerned. You know why? Because now they're beyond any type of scrutiny. They're beyond any laws that are going to be passed to hinder, stop, interfere with their objectives. Their present objective right now, as I'm speaking on this station, is to start a Russian war. They have to take out Russia and China. Russia is the weaker vessel, the weaker nation. They're going after Russia first. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside
his cave. Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Right, continuing the present truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, with me, Rick Rodriguez. And also join me on Sunday morning from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Everybody is going to need spiritual help in the days to come. Everybody is going to need to know more about God, because God is in your future. The children of the devil are already in your future, and you need to be protected from these people. With the CIA, they don't, right now, the objective is to start war in Russia. Because what is, for the New World Order, those that are in the Green Movement, for them to take over the world, their last two roadblocks are Russia and China. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, I read you at the end of the last program last week, I read you what Vladimir Putin did when he addressed the World Economic Forum, I think it was in February, and when he addressed the World Economic Forum, these people were absolutely, I don't know how you can say, they were very upset. They wanted to take him out and hang him. Because in his time, in his speech that they're at the World Economic Forum, he stated this. He said, "We need to scrap the 120-year-old British American Pilgrim Society, or the New World Order theory, at the World Economic Forum." He called the centralized and unipolar world order, he called it a moribund strategy that has embroiled Russia and the world in more than a century of war and godless culture destroying monopolies. He stated the same British American Pilgrim Society, after deposing Tsar Nicholas in 1970, then murdering his entire family by firing squad in 1918, devastated Russia with a godless, pilgrims-financed Bolshevik terror, enslaved satellite nations also, and repressed the citizens for over 70 years while murdering tens of millions of souls to suppress dissent. Putin called him out, and the whole world has never heard of Pilgrim Society in England and in the United States. The British American Pilgrim Society, no one's ever heard of it. And I keep coming back to this because this right here is the mother that lays the eggs of all evil that takes place in the world. And like I have stated before, England and the United States are in the Bible. The America is called the daughter of this mother, which is England. And the two, the mother and the daughter, both of their hands are drenched with blood. But eventually, the daughter, America, will become the greatest empire, and already is, in a sense, ever to exist, greater than the mother. And what America is going to do in the years to come to the nations of the world, you won't believe me now, but you can see already the direction and the trend and the pattern. The way in which the United States has been carrying out the plans of the global societies has been through the company family called the CIA. Now, I have an article that's in covertactionmagazine.com. This wasn't too long ago. This was on the 1st of November, which was a Friday. Obama speaks at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Despite his liberal pretensions, Obama's foreign policy was dreamed up at Langley, which should not have been surprising given his background. Now, once Barack Obama left office, for the most part, I say in my studies, the CIA agency basically is now being run and directed to a great degree by Barry Satoro, working with other people. Barry Satoro is the perfect person to carry out the plans of the CIA. Now, to understand Barry, you really would have to get an understanding of his family. So I am reading out of Covert Action magazine, but I'm jumping to another article. This came out in September 6, 2010. This is right after he'd been president for 2 years. This was by a Sherwood Ross. This was TriniCenter.com. The article is Obama and his family tied to the CIA for years. Barack Obama was basically born into the CIA through his mother. Quoting, President Obama, as well as his mother, his father, his stepfather, his grandmother, all were connected to the Central Intelligence Agency, explaining why the president praises the agency and declines to prosecute its officials for their crimes. According to a published report in the September Rock Creek Free Press of Washington, D.C., investigative reporter Wayne Madsen says Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, worked on behalf of a number of CIA front operations, including the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and the Ford Foundation. End of quoting. The article continues, the East-West Center had long been affiliated with the CIA activities in the Asian-Pacific region, Madsen says. Continuing, what's more, Obama's father, Barack Obama Sr., arrived in Hawaii from Kenya as part of a CIA program to identify and train Africans who would be useful to the agency in its Cold War operations against the Soviets, Madsen says. Obama Sr. divorced Mrs. Dunham in 1964. I have a photo that I talked about early last week. It shows Dunham, his mother. It shows Barack. And also, Miss Dunham was talking to Eva von Braun, Adolf Hitler's wife, who did not die, as reported in Germany in 1945. So, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, AM Radio 1360.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Before I go on, I do want to thank everyone who has been contacting the station to support this hour. Thank you very much. And I appreciate it. It's neat to know that there are people that enjoy what I present. It generally, I don't have time, and I don't feel that with COVID and with the vaccinations, these things, they're being covered. I don't really feel I need to take a lot of time to just add on to what other people are saying already, because what I'm presenting to you right now is I'm giving you a line of the CIA and the history coming to the present, because I'm going to show you what's coming in the future. And when George H.W. Bush basically had to get release the CIA, he didn't just release it into the air. No, it went into the hands of other people that are even more cunning and more evil than George H.W. Bush, who used to work for Adolf Hitler. Thank everyone who is supporting this program. Thank you. And if you want to continue and others want to support the present truth, just write the station at P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And thank I just want to thank everyone who's already supporting me. Thank you. Now, with Barry's background, his mother, his father out of Kenya, there was a Kenyan prophet back about 1907, 1913. Now, I don't know if the Kenyan prophet was a devil worshiper, a witch doctor, and I don't know if it was a Christian pastor or a Christian prophet. I don't know. But the prophecy was this, that America in the future would have a Kenyan son as president of the United States of America. One thing about this family is they have tried to cloud the origins of this boy, Barry Satoru. Was he born in Hawaii? Was he born in Kenya? Was he born... Well, the prophecy said a Kenyan son would become the president of the United States of America. Going back to the article out of trinicenter.com, Sherwood Ross, September 6, 2010. Mrs. Dunham married Lolo Sotero the following year. They were divorced in 1964 and 65. Lolo marries Miss Dunham. About when Barry is about 5 years old, probably around 64, 63, somewhere in there, I think it was about there, there is a photo of Barry's mother, Dunham, and Adolf Hitler's wife, Eva von Braun, and they are the three together. Eva von Braun did not die. She was alive and well in 1965, I think it was, when the photo was taken. Now, there is also a thought that I'm looking into. There it has been stated, I'm trying to find more information on this, that Barack Obama, his real father, may have been Lawrence Rockefeller. And Lawrence Rockefeller died. He shipwrecked off of some little island, an island where there were cannibals, and they never found his body. Now, if this young boy happened to be the son of Lawrence Rockefeller, then that means that the Rockefeller family would do whatever would be necessary to make sure that that little boy, as a Rockefeller heir of some type, having Rockefeller lineage, would not die, that he would be taken care of. And who would better to take care of him than someone that's involved in the CIA? And presently today, I say that I think the one who is really overseeing operations at the CIA in a hidden way, is very involved with the present-day CIA, is Barry Satoru. His father's name, Lolo Satoru. So, I just thought I would present that to you because there are funny things happening around this person that people just don't see and they don't care. But there are things happening with the CIA and how it has come through time, where it is presently, and where it's going to go in the future, and how it's going to be used in the future. There is no intelligence operation known to man that is more powerful than the United States CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. NSA, they have more data. They know what's happening with people, what's going on with individuals. with corporations, but they don't overthrow kingdoms. They don't kill, assassinate presidents like Saddam Hussein or the president of Libya. What was his name? Gaddafi. That's what the CIA does. Now, the CIA now, you know, they don't care because they can do whatever they want because they're that powerful. They don't care if people know that they actually support and have operatives in CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, any of the major corporations. They don't care if people know because they're not going to be prosecuted. They'll laugh at you. And Christ said, again, everything that's being done in secret is going to be brought out into the open. And Christ, and these people know that what Christ says is going to happen will happen, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. So, well, we're going to finish out the hour in a little bit. 1360 KHNC AM Radio.com for the podcasts.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay.
In every life we have some.
Well, that ends today's program. Now I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll continue with, like Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. So Barry Satoru, so his mother is CIA operative, his father a CIA operative, his stepfather a CIA operative. He also is a CIA operative. In 1983, he works for the IBM. It's a CIA front that conducted seminars with the world's most powerful leaders and used journalists as agents abroad, which dovetails with CIA espionage activities conducted by Miss Dunham, his mother, Madsen says. There are volumes of written material on CIA backgrounds of George H.W. Bush and CIA-related activities by his father and his children, including George Jr., Zeb, Jed, or what were they, all the Bushes, including his son, George W. Also, Barack Obama, on the other hand, cleverly masked his own CIA connections, as well as those of his mother, father, and his stepfather, and his grandmother. So, this is what he did when he became president. The great cover-up began. What is done in secret will be brought out into the open. What Christ said would happen has happened. And so, could it be that this young boy was privileged from the time he was a child? Could it be because he does have Rockefeller lineage? Could it be that Lawrence Rockefeller, I might talk a little bit more about the person that he possibly had an affair with, and the person that he had an affair with, her father looks almost identical to Barack. So I'm not even sure that Dunham is his real mother, but that's going to be for tomorrow. But eventually, Christ did say, what is done in secret will be brought out into the open, will be examined by everybody, so that everyone will know the truth. So it's just a matter of time. And with the CIA presently, the objective is to destroy Russia. And all of the hawks that were in the Bush senior administration, Condoleezza Rice, some of them are dying off. Colin Powell, he just died. And Condoleezza Rice, to some degree, they're still involved. Why would that be important? Because they were all there to help promote and move the PNAC Project for a New American Century forward. They moved it through the time of the Clinton administration to the time of George W. Jr. And then once it got to George Jr., it kind of has set to some degree. It was alive, it became alive, but it did not become dormant during Barack Obama's administration. The U.S. objectives for world hegemony continued at a massive rate during the Obama administration. It moved forward, leaps and bounds. And it hasn't stopped. Now it is just presently lighting or taking root in the Black Sea. Russia is the bait. Rick Rodriguez, KHNC.com, 1360 KHNC AM Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, goodbye for now. Have a great night.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort